Let's stop this.
Another nigga sends me a beautiful email. A nigga from Milwaukee writes the Ball Smack Topsoil.
Ball Smack.
He say, Ball Smack, I'm a nigga out here doing my thing. I used to have quite a few bitches on my team, but I admit I went on and married my number one bitch and I tried to make that shit work. I already had 2 kids and now I got a kid with this bitch. She was cool at first. I'm a mechanic and my bitch is a teacher. As a matter of fact, I held my bitch down while she got her teacher credential. Long story short, this bitch has been acting funny style lately, talking down on my education and whatnot.
Oh, wow.
And now a bitch wants to start clubbing with her bitches and she's talking about she needs to live. This bitch told me that I should stay at the crib with our kids while she gets it in. I told the bitch, if that's the case, I'm going out too. Then the bitch told me that if I don't stay at the kid with the crib, at the crib, then we done. Ball Smack, my bitch is 25 and I'm 32.
Oh, wow.
I'm kind of at a loss. This bitch says if she can't get out and live, then our relationship is done. What the fuck? Any feedback? Okay. Now, I know that sounds very bad. Like,
what you mean that sound very? Okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. I know it sounds bad for the mechanic. I'ma just say this, man. When you're dealing with, you know, young bitches, man, you need a lot of excitement, man. Bitches need excitement. Not even young bitches. Bitches need excitement, man. And, you know, I don't know what's been happening, what you've been doing, the details and all of that type of shit, but I know that When you always try to stay on top of game, when you try to stay cutting edge, when you try to stay looking good, when you're trying to keep bringing your best self to the table, these problems ain't that. You don't really run into these problems like that. But when you get complacent, you start taking it easy, you stop working out, you stop dressing well, you stop smelling good, you stop caring. You know, you get rut routine, boring. You know what I'm saying? And the drudgery start coming down on a young bitch, man. Especially somebody just starting to live, man. And I'm just freestyling, man, because I really don't know what's going on. But what I'm gonna say, though, is like, if your bitch is making this kind of request to you right here, she's saying that she need to live and she wants you to be at the crib and watch the kids or else it's over. Then it kind of technically already is over. If she tell you that, like, if she say that,
if you shoot at that real threat,
if you're not down to just stay at the crib and watch the kids while she get in there, it's gonna be over if you don't do that. Then it's technically over now. You feel me? I don't know what you did to allow yourself to slide into this type of state.
Yeah, and now there gotta be more to it.
Even if you comply with this and let a bitch go out and do that, it would still eventually be over. She would eventually be like,
"Fuck it, I'm gonna want some milk.
I'm just sick of you. Let's just be done."
So if you keep her around and she's already being this demanding and this controlling,
I know
it's not gonna stop. It's just gonna get worse, and then she's gonna walk away and make you feel like you really, really ain't shit.
It's fucked up, man. See, once again, I think it's a case of familiarity breeding contempt. A lot of niggas, man, they just they get complacent, man. You gotta keep your game up high, sharpening at all times. You got to keep your bitch on your toes. You got to keep your bitch understanding that you are a motherfucker that's in demand. Other bitches want you. You got to, if you don't maintain that to the, my grandfather maintained that type of shit. And he 80 something. You know what I'm saying? You got to, I mean, it's not no game. You can't never let up on that. I think niggas, cause see, I ain't never been married, so I don't know shit about married. But I know something about contempt. I know something about familiarity and contempt. And I know that if bitches got you figured out, if they know everything already, if they know the mystery behind you, if they see you, you know what I'm saying, and you. You know what I'm saying? It's not exciting no more, man. It's very difficult to hold a bitch attention, man. You gotta stay on top of game. You gotta stay dressing good. You gotta stay smelling good. You gotta stay smart. You gotta stay cutting edge. You gotta stay fresh. You gotta be bringing fresh new ideas, new shit to the table consistently for these bitches, homie. And I know that sounds like a lot of hard work. But you
it's
gotta be
really
able to,
easy,
man.
To be honest, it's really simple because a lot of females, especially the one you think is a good female, she is a good female. You just gotta know the right simple shit to do.
But motherfuckers, it's very difficult for motherfuckers to see what niggas be doing. See, niggas, like when they in the hunt for bitches, when they hunting bitches, they bring their best self to the table.
Well, of course.
They on the hunt. And if you got like two or three bitches on the team, you continuously bring your best self to the table. The bitches is bringing their best self to the table because they compete and trying to. But then when you narrow that shit down and you get to one bitch, for some reason, motherfuckers forget, like they. You know what I'm saying? They get you know what I'm saying? They forget that they need to stay, smelling good,
right.
Looking
you
good,
keep that shit
in
up.
Shape, desirable to other bitches. Well, you know what I'm saying?
With a lot of females, like if they're like me, it take one thing for me to be turned off. And once I'm turned off by that one thing, like I will never find you attractive ever
now,
again.
Now see, and niggas are not vigilant for that. That's
like,
and see,
I'll still talk to you. We can still be friends.
But niggas ain't vigilant for that one thing. You feel me? See, it's one thing that when the one thing about the Mac game that niggas overlook. Pimping too. This is going with pimping too. It's like a god complex. You feel me? Now I know you like God. What the fuck you mean God?
No, okay. I got a thought, but I want
to
know your thought.
Look. God is a mystery, mm-hmm. Right? God is always a mystery. We don't know, right?
Yeah.
Niggas kind of have to be like that too. Bitches can't know everything, man. You can't. They can't know everything that go on inside your house. Like, for instance, like. When you first meet a bitch, she never experienced you stinking. You know what I'm saying? She never experienced you with bad breath. She never experienced you not clean.
But she never should have to.
But as you drop your guard, because you become familiar and complacent, then all of a sudden you let a bitch come by your crib and your bathroom smell like piss and it's piss, You know what I'm saying? Or you got on them raggedy shoes today.
If you stay ready.
Or you not smelling like that that bomb cologne today.
But she should at least smell like soap and water.
Or you didn't shave. Nigga, all kind of shit. I'm just saying. Or you boring. You don't want to do shit. You just want to stay in the house and fuck all the time. You don't even want to go out no more. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You wanna lay up all the time. What happened to the going out and being out on the town and being seen and wearing new clothes and she got on new clothes and everybody out looking at us and what about that part of it? It's so so that's all I'm saying.
That's why somebody has I talked about the same shit with somebody the other day. They're like, you start off with, you know, you start off with the simple shit. You start off with your low presentation.
Right.
And then you build up. And then build you fascinate and then her. And then you wow her where she's like, oh my God, right, gotta do everything right for him. He's right. Just, you know.
It's an art form. But
when
to
you
shit.
Hand her $100 the first time she says, oh, I need a little bit of change for gas. Every time she asks for gas, she's going to be looking for at least,
okay,
you know.
Okay.
You that shit you don't want to start off doing.
Okay, you just went to an extreme level.
No, but that's like...
You just went to an extreme level.
No, you don't get... No, you got to get what I'm saying. You got to get what I'm saying. If you... To be honest, with females, you just need to start off being yourself. If you're a rude nigga, be a rude nigga. If you, like, are a super gentleman, be a fucking super gentleman. But to put on the image just to bag a female, she is going to find out the real you. And that is what's gonna fucking either get you left or get you kept.
Okay, now.
In his case, the real he left you. Her, but she knows the real him now, so she's probably not going to come back. Because it's expected somewhere in her head.
Okay, well, this scenario, like I said, you have the guy whose bitch says she wants him to stay home and watch the kid while she lives. It's crazy.
I think that there has to be a lot more to that.
Well, like I said, no, no, no,
people
no,
just gonna
no,
be like,
no,
oh,
no,
stay
no,
at
no,
home
no,
and be
no,
a housewife.
No, no, no. Because, see, bottom line, man, I feel like it's a... Okay, I have a theory, man, and I know this hold up, is people are vicious. People are vicious. Bitches are vicious.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas are vicious, but bitches are more vicious than niggas.
I told you that.
Now, if you a weenie-ass motherfucker and you allowing yourself to be taken to the highest extreme, a bitch is going to take it to the highest extreme. She not going to let up. She gonna run that shit down now. So if a bitch tell you some shit like, yeah, nigga, I want you to stay at home and watch the kids, nigga, while I go get it in. That's just like if you go for it, that's just one more level. She like, hell yeah, look at this nigga. That's some shit to brag to the homegirls about. And now do some more shit to this nigga. What else can I do to this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? That is gonna progress. It's gonna keep progressing. It's not gonna let up. Anyway.
But you know, you're right. It is gonna keep progressing. Cause like I said before, once we're just like fucking regular female dogs.
Hey, man.
Once we smell fear, once we sense fear, and especially if we actually see the shit.
Bitches are savage.
It's a whole nother relationship.
Bitches are savage.
It's a whole nother relationship.
All right.